Franklin Township Board of Trustees, regular bi-weekly meeting, May 6, 2021, at, 6:30 PM. And, could I ask Trustee Fleischman to open with a prayer, please?
Sure. Good evening, everybody. If we can pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us as we come to this meeting, as we come together as one board, one voice, to better our township. Please be with those that are sick, that generally join our meeting, that can't do so. Father, be with this country as we have division amongst ourselves, and that we may come together to work as one. For in Jesus' name, amen.
Could I ask Trustee Ellis to do the pledge of allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, sir. At this time, we have, looks like we should just about be called up on our meeting minutes now, as we've got approximately 15 here to do. And okay, so I would ask for a motion to approve the following.
Sir, do we want to do a roll call first?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I did miss that. Ms. Watson, could you do a roll call, please? Thank you.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes, ma'am.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let me go ahead and read all the meetings and dates here. We'll start with special meeting November 11th, 2020. Special meeting December 8th, 2020. January 7th, 2021. Those are special meetings. January 14th, 2021, regular meeting. January 22nd, 2021, it'll be a regular meeting. January 28th, 2021, was a special meeting. January 28th, 2021, regular meeting. February 3rd, 2021, special meeting. February 11th, 2021, regular meeting. February 17th, 2021, special meeting. March 11th, 2021, is a regular meeting. March 11th, 2021, is a regular meeting. March 17th, 2021, is a special meeting. This March 25th, 2021, is a regular meeting. And April 8th, 2021, is a regular meeting. So those are all need to be voted on. So if I could have a second on the request and the vote.
Mr. Chairman, I will second that. Also a discussion, please.
Thank you, sir. Could we have a roll call, Robin?
Ralph?
Mr. Chairman, if I could have a quick discussion on that.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask if we are now currently caught up on the minutes. Is this the last of them?
I was going to ask that when we were finished there. Okay. Is this the everything caught up, Robin, or?
Gentlemen, as I had mentioned to Administrator Potts, meaning I've been working with the administrative assistant, the temporary staff, and she typed two more sets of minutes this week that I didn't send over because I thought it was not enough time for the board to review.
Okay.
And so, to answer your question, we're 2 minutes away from approval, and they are actually typed. They just haven't been sent for your review. So we are physically caught up, but as far as the approval process, there is a couple of more.
Okay. So we still have approximately, two or four, I'm not understanding.
Okay. All right. There are two that she typed this week that the board has not been, I have not submitted those because I didn't think you had enough time to review. So at the next meeting, because there was a special meeting and this meeting, the next meeting, there will be four, two old ones and then two that are actually would be due. Does that make sense?
All righty. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Flesh, and that'll answer your question there.
Yes, thank you very much. And I have second the motion, and I think we need a roll call, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we'll go into old business. So I'd ask Robin, are you going to do the bills and payroll and et cetera?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll
commit whenever you're ready there.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. We will start with resolution 2021-068. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves accounts payable through May the 7th in the amount of $117,400.45 and payroll paid on April the 30th and on May the 3rd in the amount of $145,448.34 for a total of $262,848.79 from check number 66276 to 66395, and electronic vouchers from 272 to 301.
Okay. All righty. Could I have a second on that, please?
Mr. Chairman, I will second that.
Thank you.
Ralph?
Robin, could we have a roll call?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ralph, John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. Chairman, would you like me to continue?
Yes, if you would, please. A supplemental appropriation.
Yeah, and to make things easier, unless the board requests, I talked to find out if I had to read like the whole body of the resolution, and I was told I only have to read the title unless there's discussion. So is the board good with...
No, you do not have to read it all. Those are quite lengthy, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Just name them as you go, okay?
Okay. Well, I'll just do the titles of them with the resolution number so we can keep record. So we're going to begin...
Yeah, keep record.
Mm-hmm.
And we can keep moving on there.
Okay.
That's just fine. Thank you.
And if there's a discussion, we'll have an opportunity to do that, okay? So resolution 2021-069... This is a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations for the period commencing January 1st, 2021 and ending December 31st, 2021. And this is supplemental appropriation number 5. Any questions?
Okay.
Discussion? Anything?
No questions here. I second that, Robin.
Okay, well, I need somebody to put the motion first, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll move.
Okay. And then, Ralph, you'll second?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do the vote. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, let me move on to the next one. Let me write the number on the top of these, gentlemen, so I don't lose track myself.
Okay.
Okay, we're moving on to 2021-070. And this is a resolution authorizing the use of blanket certification or purchase orders. Any questions or discussion?
Just a quick question. here. Let's see. Is that... I have a couple of forms here. I think the one here is... Here's that blanket, I believe. I'm just trying to figure them out here. Resolution. What number, is there a number on that one, Robin?
I just assigned it.
Is that,
it's on 2021-070.
Okay, I guess I don't have a copy of it. Anyway, I would move that little adoption.
Okay.
A second.
Okay. Ralph?
Yes, ma'am.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. And then I have one more, and then I'll be done. And this is going to be Resolution 2021-071. And this is a resolution authorizing the payment of a past obligation that failed to have prior fiscal officer certification of appropriation and funds for payment. Any discussion?
Not here. If no discussion, I'd move it forward, please.
Okay. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I'm all done with my part. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes.
I noticed on here we have people from PNC Bank. They're not on the agenda. We really can't make any decisions, but when Mary was in, they were looking at potentially a way for us to take monies other than just cash at the window. I don't know if you would like to let them have a minute to speak on that, but there's no action that we could take this time.
Okay. Mr. Potts, do you know the nature of the business that they have, or have they notified you about calling or about the way to speak or anything?
You know, I believe it is in regards to being able to accept payments. I know that there's Mr. Aaron Santarelli online, and this is in regards to that. If he'd like to say a couple words.
Okay, that's fine. Make sure we have his name or whoever's present recorded there, Mr. Fox, if you would. And Mr. Santarelli, you can go ahead and speak at will then, okay?
Thank you. Yep, so Mary and Sue, we're connected with her to go over some of the services that we're using now, making sure it's the right fit, making sure that when it comes to fraud protection and payments, what we do works for your business in terms of holding cash, being able to accept credit cards. All that we went through with Mary and the problem together. I had a really good call with them. Mary, before she left, put through that we have a join as a team and just go over any questions that we had and any fine details that we want to go over. That was the purpose of us joining. There was four of us. Me, Rob, Paul is out there. He's credit card processing, my partner. Kathy Lamb is treasury management, which is payments and fraud protection. And then my manager is joined as well. Just as another helping hand, make sure we're giving you all full attention and everybody's here for your disposal with any questions and any kind of details need to be discussed.
Excuse me, I would think probably, Robin, are you pretty clear? Apparently you and Mary have spoken with Mr. Samarelli and the folks there, so are you pretty clear on the issue and so forth?
Yes. I mean, we had an extensive meeting with these representatives from PNC with providing the township with some more efficient, secure ways of processing money, because we're taking cash at the window. You know, we're doing things that, you know, we don't have security, you know, as much in place. And this would help bringing in some of the services that they're offering at a reasonable cost, and also would eliminate possibilities, not saying there would be, but eliminating some possibilities of fraud and different things that townships and or other businesses that collect cash could be faced with. And so I think it's an opportunity to schedule a time for these folks to kind of present what they, you know, in a more condensed version, what they presented to me and Mary at a later date at the board's leisure.
Well, that would be great. Mr. Potts, were you privy to that information, or do you need to be updated on that?
You know, I was not in on that initial discussion with them, but former fiscal officer Ryan Hart told me a little bit about it, and I think it's something we should probably look into going forward, and especially after we bring in a new fiscal officer.
Sure. Okay, well, if you folks would get Robin, get together with Mr. Potts and also our new fiscal officer, share that. And probably also Jeff. I don't know if Jeff had gotten that information or not, but maybe you guys could have a little get-together and fill the trustees in on it a little bit after you've had a chance to discuss it with each other. Would that be doable?
That would be fine on my end.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You okay with that, Robin?
Yes, sir, that's fine. I think it's a good plan.
Okay, real fine, yeah. Alrighty, is there anything else, Cinderella, you need to fill in on? I have no questions at the moment. Does any of the other trustees have any questions for him?
I do not at this time.
Okay. Okay, well, hearing none, we appreciate you coming on tonight to introduce yourself and to try to fill us in a little bit there, sir, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
okay.
If I may?
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, we are on the top of the new business, and since we were on the topic of fiscal officer, I would like to make a motion. If there's no further discussion, that we appoint Nick Dunham as our new fiscal officer to finish out Mary Reinhart's 2021 term.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, that would be fine. I think we could move on that.
We would need a second if there's no discussion.
Yeah, Bob, I just wanted to take just a minute here. We had pretty thorough discussions with some outstanding candidates here, no question about that. And of course, working with fiscal situations and trying to keep budgets straight and all the other things, taxes and everything that are entailed, it's certainly a pretty taxing job, as you might want to say. And a decision out of all was made to accept Nick. And
there's no vote made at this point. That's what we're doing now.
Okay.
We have a discussion.
Okay, I understand that. Yeah. So I guess at that point in time, we'll go ahead and I'll go ahead and ask for a second to wait. Can get a vote there, Ms. Fleischman.
This is Ari. I'd like to say that, you know, we opened up the process for residents to apply. If we're required to appoint a resident of the township for this position, We have spent yesterday in an executive session interviewing candidates, really outstanding two individuals that are really great in our community. I'm very, very grateful that we had two individuals step up and volunteer to fill the position that was abandoned by our previous fiscal officer. And left us in the middle of the term here meeting someone, and I thought we had great conversations with both individuals, and I'm very, very glad that we have talents like both of them here in our community. I'd like to second the motion from Trustee Fleshman. It was a very tough decision for me because I think both applicants were really outstanding. They're both very good people, and I consider them both friends and supporters of our community and township. It was definitely a tough decision for me, and I want to thank both individuals for applying and working through with us. And with that, I'll second the motion.
Okay, and I would concur with you on your statement there, Mr. Alex. Both fine gentlemen, for sure. So, at this time, Robin, I'll ask you for a vote.
Yes, sir. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Fleshman. Is there anything else you need to add at the moment here?
Yes, sir. If I may, since we're in the new business, I have two quick moments.
We can take a couple of minutes here if you want to go ahead.
Sir, I'm sorry, you lost me?
I said we actually haven't moved into new business yet, but if you want to take a couple of minutes, I think the next HEP may take a few minutes. Go ahead.
Sure. I would like to make a motion regarding the hire of an administrative assistant, and the motion would be motion to authorize Mark Fox to prepare and post a hiring notice for a full-time administrator assistant to take any and all actions necessary or desirable to hire position for said position.
Okay.
And I would need a second on that.
Yeah. And that's, John, that's for the administrative assistant, correct?
Correct.
I'll second that.
Okay.
We've already got a resolution accepting this position, and this is just to go ahead and move forward to seek out the person.
Right. Well, I will vote in favor of it as well, as long as it is a seeking process and not necessarily to immediately name another new employee, and the simple fact being that I think there's going to be still that we still have a few issues here that we need to get taken care of and so forth, I think, before we can go forward to make anything like any of the new hires or anything. I just want to make sure that we're on target, and I am going to ask for a little bit more conversation on the other issue that we have here, okay?
Okay, so I have a motion on the floor, and I thought Arnold seconded it.
My vote was to get, that's what I'm pushing over, but I don't want. I am not voting for a new hire immediately, so I want that written into the motion, okay?
I understand.
Thank you.
So do we have a second on that motion?
I will second for the administrative assistant,
Hey, Ralph?
We could have a roll call?
Mm-hmm. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
This does not mean that we've actually hired a person. It's just a process starting. And, Mr. Chairman, I have another motion regarding the Teamsters Local 413 grievance.
Hey, John, it's Julie. I wanted to just pop in. So the order for that that motion should take place after the grievance hearing.
Okay. So did I read the one? Did I read them in reverse order?
Nope. You read it. The first, the motion regarding the approval for hiring. That's correct. That should go first. But the second motion should take place after the hearing.
And then also, Robin, I've noticed I missed the word commence. The hiring process. I think I skipped over something when reading that. I apologize.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Make a note of that. One word was left out. Julie, should I continue to read this motion, or do we wait on this motion?
We'll wait on this motion. I think it looks like in the correct. So after the hearing, then the board can discuss, and then that motion can be put forth.
I'm not exactly sure what all the discussion is going to be. That's one of the things I was concerned about. I think that the total board should have been addressed. I don't know if Mr. Alex had any conversation regarding this, but that's kind of the way that we're proceeding here, Julie. It's a little bit of a surprise to me, to take the truth from it. So, I just want to make that statement. I think that's something that we should maybe discuss in the business atmosphere with us and our legal counsel. And I wasn't first on this. Were you, Mr. Potts?
Yeah, this was on the agenda. John just moved it up. He had asked for the resolution, discussion and possible motion regarding an office administrative assistant. So that's what he asked to move up.
Okay,
and that's kind of covered this.
Not the other things regarding the conversation we're having right now.
Mr. Chairman, I only wanted to move that up to be able to free up Julie from being on at the end of it and to try to save a few dollars.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So we'll have a good, clear explanation then.
Mr. Plott, so in reference to our attorney's comment, at this point, I believe we can just move on with new business, Mr. Chairman.
For the old business is a grievance hearing.
Correct. Yeah.
So what are we going to do now?
Now is
we're going to hear the grievance now.
Correct. That's the next thing on the agenda.
Okay. Well, that certainly was not to my understanding, so I just want to make a note of that in the meeting and the minutes, if you would, Rollin, please.
Yes.
Thank you. So I guess we can go ahead and commence. Whoever's conducting the meeting now can go ahead and introduce the grievance or the grievance committee or whoever we're going to talk to. I have no clue who we're going to talk to, okay? So whoever wants to introduce it, Mr. Fleshman or Julie or whoever, okay? So you guys can go ahead and introduce them if you like, since you've kind of got the lead in the meeting right now, okay?
I think Mr. Snodgrass was the individual who was going to call in. We discussed that earlier, so.
Okay.
And I think he's on the line.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Chairman. Rob Carl Snodgrass here to the other trustees.
Yeah.
Just like, and everybody else on the line. I would like to read into the record the grievance and go from there. Yeah. The grievance number is 10789, and it states Franklin Township is in violation of the contract, Article 2, and all articles that apply by having non-bargaining
people perform bargaining unit work. Franklin Township needs to cease and desist non-bargaining unit personnel and grant them the protection under the CBA for all clerical employees, signed by myself, Carl Snodgrass. So I don't, if you want to have a discussion, you know, what we really want is just kind of for the township to comply with the contract and then to, for the clerical worker employees to protect them. Okay.
Mr. Snodgrass, if I, Mr. Chairman, if I may have a few more for a minute.
Yeah.
Mr. Snodgrass, in the resolution that we, or the motion we just passed, does this not solidify the grievance part?
Well, I believe it does for the most part, but I wanted to read it into the record because, I mean, I didn't know you guys were going to go that route.
Sure. We have had a resolution passed for some time, and with everything that was going on with the fiscal officer's last 2 months of leaving in regards to the board scrambling to get things ready, I apologize on behalf of the board that we didn't have this sooner, but I appreciate you reading it into the minutes. And if this accepts it, I would just ask if it, we can move on with the meeting.
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, but like I say, I just wanted, I'm not used to doing on Zoom, you know, we sit down, Ralph and I, you guys, so as long as you guys are comfortable, I just wanted to read it into the record that that's for the contract to bring up from the trustees.
Well, here's my take on the situation as it currently is. First of all, Brinker Township is not in a position to start hiring a bunch of new people right now. We do not have a full-time position. The particular position that you're wanting to put in order right now, Mr. Snodgrass, I was going to ask if I was able to have had some conversation with our assistant chairman here, and as well as our meeting and our legal counsel. I was going in for a conclusion, or not a conclusion, but a continuance of this grievance asset to let the township trustees and chief personnel, such as administrator Mr. Potts and so forth, to come together and do a overall review of what we as a township are able to do or not do, and if we need to go further with this grievance, I think that needs to be discussed too. So what we're at, rather than going ahead and voting on a bunch of things right now, we have a small grace period here in order to discuss the situation and maybe set up another meeting with whether you, Mr. Snodgrass, or whoever you require. So at this point in time, I am asking for that time before we get into a long meeting of trying to vote or discuss this or that or anything. And not only that, I think we the Franklin Township does not have, in my feeling, enough information to really know what we can and can't do. And Paul, you know as well as I do that the state or no one else can't force you to hire an employee which you can't afford to pay. So I am asking for a short continuance in this thing to let the township take an overall look at this thing, get back with you in a few days, and we'll set up another meeting, which I think we can get things resolved at that time. But the way it currently is,
Mr. Chairman, may I offer a comment?
There needs to be a little work done on this thing, because I will never be happy
a comment?
There's no other actions that we have to take at this time, Mr. Chairman. There's no, no votes so far that we need to take.
Well, that's all I want is no votes, and get a date set for another meeting and give us time to actually get everybody's head together on it. Your guys' head may be together on it, but mine is not. And I'm not happy with the way this has come up. So I think we needed to get, I did not have this part or nothing like this clear. So that's what I'm asking.
If I may comment.
Well, you guys are talking all you want anyway, so go ahead.
I just want to acknowledge a few things, which is Foxcraft, and make sure that I add my two cents on this. One, I do think that we are absolutely in violation of the contract. I think that we are that we are working out as a bargaining unit now. I definitely believe that we should hire on a full-time employee to do that. I think we have that money budgeted and allocated and appropriated in our.
This is another chairman here. I also think that Mr. Stodgrass and some of the other guys were in violation of a lot of things, such as staying out in Arizona and things for a year or a year and a half before we even had our first conversation about this thing. There are all kinds of violations that we had in these negotiations. And I don't want to really say anything derogatory towards you, Mr. Alex, but I didn't particularly like what you brought up in a public meeting anyway to get this ball rolling, so to speak. And I think that's something that you should have shared with the other two trustees before this was ever even mentioned on your part. So if we want to fight a lot, we can do that. And I have no problem with taking the thing to arbitration or whatever the dollar amount's going to be done. There's an awful lot of things that, such as people popping in, the union representatives and everything popping in at will, talking. There were several times that I had really was tempted to call the state and really have our union representatives kind of run out of the place. They were disturbing the police. They were doing this, so, and we gave them simple things like, okay, you can come in and talk to these folks for 15 minutes or something. Well, Carl, you know that's not a normal thing. And, you know, you can argue about it all you want to, but there is a lot of things that we need to have our voice heard as well. So, you know, whatever you guys want to do, it's not sounding very clean here for me. So I think we need to just put this thing to bed here for a week or so, and let's have a little more discussion on it.
Mr. Chairman,
I concur. Would we be able to continue on? There's no other actions that we need to take at this time.
If there's any other actions taken, I'm going to push harder for some legal action. I can assure you of that.
I totally understand, sir, but at this point, there's nothing more.
There's no action we need to do. I figure we should just shut down right now.
I concur, sir. I would ask that we move on to new business, please.
Okay.
I appreciate that time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Stodgrass.
All right, Ralph. Have a great evening.
Tonight. The only thing I wanted to touch on for the board is we're all aware that the levy, the police levy failed by about 186 votes. With that said, we are going to have to consolidate and conserve our resources until the board lets us put another levy on, which I don't know if you want to talk about that tonight or not.
No, but I did, that's the only thing I guess I wanted to say. We're going to have to really take a look at the money right now.
Well, I've already been in that process. We knew if the levy did pass, I was going to ask the board for permission to start the hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
If it did not pass, which it didn't, I was going to announce that we are going to start having to cut some of our services. Now, with that said, we are going to, within the next few weeks, we are going to have to cut out part of third shift.
Okay.
Probably from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Okay.
Consolidate the shifts. With the amount of calls we go on during the summer, especially and with the overall climate that we're in, with the opiate epidemic and whatnot,
that's a pretty bad mess right now. That's for darn sure.
It is. It's a pretty bad mess.
But especially with Columbus has already filed a petition with the federal government, OTJ and so forth. Right. Two things and they're looking and see if they can downscale. I don't know what you're planning on doing with their department. So we're hoping to shoot it. One thing, I don't think we're going to see the number of Columbus police that you see in nowhere soon. If anything, it's going to be a lot less. So.
No, I would imagine so.
It's probably really a pretty situation for us, but we'll try to muddle through this thing and figure out something here. So
we are. With that said, we are going to try our best to reimagine our police department and give the voters exactly what they asked for. Like I said, with that said, I will let the board know when the date of the cuts begin. It will most likely be within the next 2 to 3 weeks where we will no longer provide service from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. It's going to be kind of like an onion. It's going to start with that, and as we examine the money situation, the possibility of putting the levy back on, whether it passes or fails, we will be making further cuts as we go on. Okay. With that said, does the board have any questions for me?
Chief, John Fleshman here. Looking at, we try to educate as much as possible. I think one of the things that someone has brought to my attention was the Columbus Dispatch article, that it was confusing to them that some people may have thought by passing this new levy that the old levy wouldn't go away. So with that being the case, what if we were to, we have to listen to what the voters have brought forth and how they have spoken. So are we looking at, if we, obviously we would need something out there, we need policing, would we just go back to a time levy to renew it when the old one goes out?
Yeah, that would obviously be a board decision. The only thing I can say is the renewing of the time levy will only get you exactly what we go down to. We're already in the process of downsizing because of attrition. If we keep the levy as it is and just do a renewal without an increase, whatever cuts we make will be permanent.
So are we, in the past, we've done renewals with a small increase, basically cost of living goes up, and is that something that we would be able to do?
I mean, yeah, we can put any kind of levy on that the board wants us to put on. The only thing I'm saying is, it's not gonna bring through CHIPAC. Because of the amount of crime, it is a hazard to have our officers out there by themselves, or even two at a time. So we have to, at this point, look at the officer safety concerns. As far as I'm concerned, the voters have already spoken. So now I have to be more concerned with the safety of the officers that are here. So with that, there's going to be cuts in services. I would like the opportunity to put money back on in November. I owe it to the rest of the residents, the neighbors, to try. If they don't vote for it, then they can't complain about a lack of service. With that said, I will also reach out to the management at the sheriff's office and let them know the date this is all going to happen. I don't know how much help they can deliver. Their resources are already strained as it is, so I would not expect too much. So hopefully, Brian pulls up and goes to bed at 2 a.m.
But Chief, one of the concerns that I have is, with the total number we were looking at, total voters for the township was approximately 300. Is that correct?
Oh, that's correct. I believe there was either 184 or 186 against, but I think 94 in favor of the levy.
So I'm just trying to round it off to 300. And what I'm trying to do is get a consistent see of what the voters would like as a board member.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they said no to a permanent levy. Now, it's very difficult in my position because there was only 300 people that voted. So, would it be different if it was in the primary versus et cetera, or going with a time levy that people feel comfortable with? I know this is going to be a tough choice and conversations that we are going to have as a united board moving forward.
Right. Yeah, I honestly, John, I don't know if it was confusion when people went to the Board of Elections to look at the levy estimator because it didn't list those levies. So that was a hurdle we were trying to get over with the literature. I thought I explained it as best as I possibly could without getting overly complicated. It could have been that. It could have been that it was permanent. It could have been that we had a board member actively campaigning against it. I honestly just don't know.
Well, I think it's probably a combination of things, the way I've seen it and the kind of the information was out. For an example, the one time gentleman in the community here was totally shocked over the number that proposed it and so forth and so on. He was totally not aware of the increase in the levy money. He was told that there would be a $700 increase per year in addition to what we already have. He was told there would be an additional $700 a year that would go on to his taxes for the police levy. So there was erroneous information put out and this, that, and the other, no question about that. So that was a factor, plus other things, ugly stuff, propaganda, cops not doing the right things, all those kind of things. And I'll tell you, I don't know anyone anywhere in any small community that has a cleaner police department than what Franklin Township does. So I would oppose anyone that had that kind of talk and conversation against Franklin Township's police department about being ugly, nasty, doing bad things. I've been there for 5 years plus right now, and I can tell you this, there's been just a very few bad things that has happened. I would imagine in that period of time that I've been here, is the far less grievances or complaints or anything such as that as any other department that I know, neighbor department or anything like that. I know our problems and everything, labor problems and so forth, have been very, very minimal. And our police officers and so forth have been extremely nice about trying to handle problems and issues. And probably there were some things that they could have pushed forward a little bit on and made a little more noise about an issue or something. And they haven't. They've backed away. And from that standpoint, it tells me that we've got some darn good people out there. Because I'll tell you, the simple fact of the matter is, you put people out there and you get mean and hateful, and I'm not saying this to degrade anyone, it's just a pure fact. You get mean and hateful people that are greedy and so forth, and you're going to have a lot of problems. Because the only thing they got in mind is their paycheck and what they get, and so be it. I mean, that's so it should be. I don't begrudge anyone making a good living or that type of thing. But the facts are the facts. We don't have the necessary funding and so forth in Franklin Township that we hopefully would have, but we don't have it. So and our guys, they take it into consideration, and they don't talk about it a lot. They know that they're going to be a little lower paid than some other officers in some other jurisdictions. And I honestly have not heard them drop about it. They understand. And I'm sure if they can get, you know, a $20,000 a year raise somewhere else, it'd be a fool not to go. You know, that's family money. But they understand, and I haven't heard anyone say any bad things, so. It's kind of sad, really, but we need the more people. In this day and age, I don't think we can have too much protection on the street. And the things that the way that our officers and everything handle their conduct is very becoming to an officer, in my opinion. They do some good things. They you know, lose a body here and there, like. Couple of days ago, looked at this little, saw pictures of him and everything. It looks like he, to me, is about a 6 or 7, maybe 5 or 6 year old little boy, dead. Because I don't know exactly what the circumstances are ready, but one of our officers tried really super hard to save that youngster's life. So you see that, and you pick up with your little kid and carry it in. Where our officer's been down on his hands and knees doing everything he can and praying for the kid to save his life. And then go and figure out, do we need a damn cop or not? It's not a good thing. To me, it's kind of a bitter taste, to be honest with you. So that's about all I'm going to say. Things that we've seen here lately with our department, the next kid that spat has really struck me off. I think that was on election night after we got our butts kicked up at the polls, you know. And, here's our cop, good cop there, trying to hold this little kid, trying to head him and do whatever he could to keep him alive. It didn't work. So, do we need him? I believe so. So I'll go on to something else. I'm kind of emotional right now, Bobby, honestly.
No, I appreciate it.
You had something else to talk
about. Chief, if you could stay around to the end, there's people that I think have questions for you.
Well, I'll be more than happy to answer them, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Chief. Is there anything else? I think we need to regroup there. Try you and your guys there try to need you and Lila for a few of you, and I'll send in some too that you need to keep in and let's see if we can come up with some kind of plan, and maybe you can get some advice. If you could get some advice from Sheriff Baldwin and some of them, what kind of alternatives can we have to try to keep a few more people and everything. I know working with the Sheriff's Department and everything, we've got a super good team going there, and this is the first time I've ever seen. I've lived 42 years in Franklin Township, and this is the most cooperation I've ever seen from the Sheriff's Department. They're by our side and give us everything they can, and I think it's a well of a team, and I think we'd be far worse off than we are right now if they didn't chip in on us a little bit there. Maybe we'll just go ahead and move on. If you could stick around and answer any questions there after the meeting there. Chief, I'd like to see, is Sergeant Carter on here tonight or not?
No, he wasn't able to log on tonight, so we'll get the stats at the next meeting.
Okay. Don't you plan on trying to get you some little meetings together, do some inquiries from the Sheriff's Department and any other your law enforcement heads of their departments and things, and see what kind of work and suggestions they can come up with. And let's see if we can't get us a little meeting together, something like maybe mid next week or something, and kind of brief ourselves on the direction maybe we should go or something. At this point, I don't know which direction we should go on. But I do know this. I know a little kid's dead. And one of our guys is carrying him around, So. Okay, so if you could, if you'll hang around a little bit, I'd like to just go ahead and go along and get Chief Welch and some of his business taken care of here, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, sir. Chief Welch, are you here?
Mr. Arnold's on tonight in place of Chief Welch.
Well, okay. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Chairman, for having me and let me step in for Chief Welch. He is absolutely good.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. I just have three items there on the agenda. The first would be the resolution to hire firefighter Fox. Hopefully effective May 14th of this year.
Okay. What was the date again on that?
He would start May 14th.
Okay, 14th, okay. Yeah, the chief has spoken with me about that in them, so I am aware of it there. So at this point in time, I'd like to ask the ask for a vote to accept it's Trent, FRONTZ is what I'm looking at here. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a second. Could we have a roll call, Robin?
Yes, that's for Lieutenant Arnold's records. That's going to be resolution 2021-072. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You can go ahead, sir.
Thank you. The second item I have is a motion to place firefighter Richard McMichael on FMLA. He retrograded back to April 22nd of this year due to an ongoing illness.
Okay. So I'd go ahead and make a motion there as well. So the chief had discussed that with me briefly too. So could I have a second, please?
A second.
Thank you. Do I have a roll call, Robin?
Yes. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
plan number three, if you want to go ahead and read that.
Yeah, my last item is just an update on the opioid crisis that, especially the 43133 zip code, seems to see a lot of, just an update. We just marked one to Center of Sanitation from Franklin County. And so we keep track of our narcissism uses in April was a record month, so we ended up reversing 31 overdoses between our two fire stations with 50 doses of Narcan, and that's about double what we typically do per month. Okay.
Wow.
So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the medics on the streets and the good job they're doing, and I know our police also add into that as well. So just a shout out to the first responders who are out there making a difference.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Is there anything further in the department that we need to discuss right now? I know that Chief Welch had told me that I haven't talked to him. It's been about a week, and we're expecting the engine, back pretty soon here. Is that taking place now, or?
Chief Welch couldn't be with the Kennedy driving the engine back from the manufacturer.
Okay. Yeah, I wondered. I'd understood it was ready. I wondered if he had gone on that trip. All righty. Well, that's really good. So they are on the way out there or whatever to get the engine now. Is that correct?
They're actually on the way back. Should be home by late tomorrow.
Okay. Real good, then. All righty. Well, we appreciate you coming. And nice talking to you here. I haven't met you yet, so we'll be talking pretty soon. And is there anything else you need to report from the department right now?
There's nothing else I have. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much. Good night. Okay, how about Jim Stevens? Is he around tonight? I know he's been a water problem and got toilets sitting all over the place down there. Couldn't get in hardly right. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Are you on Jim tonight?
Mr. Chairman, Jim is not on tonight. He has nothing to report. But like you said, he's been dealing with some water issues here.
Yeah. Sorry, today that he said that it looked like they were getting fairly close. Mark, is that what he told you?
Yes, sir. That's fairly close. Hopefully, it'll all be up and running very soon.
Okay,
sir. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to just make a quick comment.
Okay.
You know, we have a very old building back from, the 30s or something. And when they built this building, someone had the bright idea of when we run all of our copper pipes, let's just run them in the concrete. Well, we ended up with a leak. We had three different vendors, $45,000 to replace and repair any of the leaks. And I have to say our road department, Mr. Stevens, I've been working closely with him. We were able to do it all in-house at a substantial, maybe $1,000, maybe a little over in material. So we know that that department is well known for the work that they do in and around the township, but I really wanted to commend, I wish he was here, but I understand with everything that we've had, water problems and water turned off in the building and cleanup. But I wanted to recognize Mr. Stevens and his department for the work that they did and the amount of money that they were able to save the taxpayers that we did not have to pay out. So thank you, sir, for this time.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks, John, for bringing that up. Jim, that he had discussed that a little bit with me, too. And I don't know. That's pretty amazing. I'll tell you the one thing that really shocked Jim. I couldn't have to laugh about it. That was on whatever it was, Saturday night, 2 a.m. I know it's 2 a.m. I had my clock there in my phone. Well, I heard my phone alert, but I also was waking up. I had to go to the restroom, so
Jim almost died one at 2 a.m. when I answered the phone for him. Is that you? So, yeah, that's me, Jim. What are you doing? Anyway, that was, yeah, this thing, this will make 2 weeks that we've been without water on the toilet down there.
As they say, so, Mr. Chairman, nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it, does it, John? Well, and one thing I do appreciate the ladies, they've been very patient there. And I don't know where he found it at, but Jim found them, found a pretty cool toilet there. I don't know, I mean, I don't know, pretty cool. I think that's the first one I've ever seen like that. So.
Mark,
there's a few things there that you need to talk about, so. So.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I can run through these fairly quickly. In our last meeting, former fifth officer Reinhardt presented a records retention policy. Really, all I had really asked of the board is they would accept that records retention policy, and then that would give us the okay to go forward and start working on that and putting it together with the help of legal counsel, as well as like the Auditor of State and the Historical Society who you work with on these things. So I know you're...
I think you need to accept that. I think that's fine. I think we probably need to vote on that, don't we?
Yeah, I think you just made a motion, so if you want to...
Okay, well, I'll second it. So if we could have a roll call, Robin.
Okay, so who put the motion on the floor, sir?
Sorry.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mark.
The other one was a policy and procedures manual that was presented. I think it gives a decent guideline. I don't know if you've had a chance to read through all that. We do have a policy and procedures manual that was created last year, or maybe about a year and a half ago, actually, as a call policy. But I think some of the things presented by Ms. Reinhardt last time were probably pretty good that we could look at. So I don't know if you want to accept that with the understanding there may be some, accept that we can forward that over to our legal counsel to look at and any of our other individuals to try to get the ball rolling and make that more comprehensive.
I'm not ready to accept that yet. It hasn't had legal review. We haven't talked to the bargaining unit or anything else on that. So I'm not ready to accept that today.
Yeah, personally, I can't say it. I really know what all's in there either, to be truthful with you, and I do need to look that over. I don't want to be arguing about something I don't want to argue about, you know? So I'd say just postpone that temporarily there, Mark.
Okay, the next thing I wanted to bring up is we've had before Fiscal Officer Reinhardt left some discussions with companies on timekeeping and also on payroll matters. So I'd just like to just put that out there, and we discussed that. I know she brought that up last time. But we talked to one company, ADP, who would like a future meeting to do a presentation to the board. So just let me know your thoughts on that, and they can... we can do it at a regular meeting, or you can do a special meeting to do that. I just wanted to make sure that was back, and we keep discussing that going forward.
I think our physical officer should be on board at that time. Since that's going to affect that department. I think Nick has that area, and I would leave that up to him to go through and view, and then all of us come to a consensus if that is okay, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, that's fine with me, and we could take a little old Robin involved in that as well, and we'll have this Jeff, we'll have him tweak anything it needs to be. I think he's familiar with a lot of that type of stuff. So as we stand right now, we've got really two leases in there right now, and this Jeff, you know, we won't be forever, so... We got him, he looks really good, and then, of course, Robin, I think she's about ready to, you know, she's been kind of walking at a slow pace there now, but now she's about ready to run now, that girl is. That's supposed to be a joke, and a good joke for you, Robin.
Okay, sir, I got you.
Appreciate what you do. Appreciate what you do, for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else there, Mark?
That's all I have. If you just want to move on to questions from the audience, I don't see any that came through Facebook or anything. So.
Yeah, one thing that I do want to bring up, and you and I just briefly talked about this a minute. Of course, course, I'm sure the Cheney family is not real happy with me right now. We haven't done anything on that, but that's locking your door thing. Of course, what do you call that? Keeping the
sir,
people
out. That's called a no knock. Sir, that's called a no knock.
Yeah, no knock, yeah. So, I don't know what kind of. Now, Mark and I talked about this. I don't know if Robin's on the line here or not. Robin Cheney, I'm talking about. But Mark and I were talking about that, and there is, I know, sooner or later I'll remember everything, that no-knock thing does require quite a little bit of legal work. And some things here and things there, and I don't know what all it requires to tell you the truth about it, but Mark had brought that up, and I said, yeah, you're absolutely right, and I lost it. Some legal aspects and everything that we had kind of got into. We did start to get into that some, Robin, if you're on the line here. And of course, all these other crazy things started happening. Just trying to survive for, well, I guess it's 14 months now here on the radio today that we've been fighting this virus thing. So that's a lot. So, but anyway, we need to do a little thinking on that, and I don't know, you haven't had an opportunity to really get any information what we really need there going forward on this thing, have you, Mark?
Well, yeah, Pete had sent some information over quite a while ago, but there's just some kind of back-end procedural things that need to happen. So, you have to have a person in the front office who would be or someone in the township who would be in charge of, issuing keeping the list, doing those sorts of things. So there's some back-end things to do if we would have done.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, we'll get into that. How about if you've got the information, we'll talk about some of this other stuff. Maybe you and I can review that a little bit here in the next week or two, okay? And see what all we need. I don't have a clue of what all we need. I know people that's come sign up and this, that, and the other, and so it's not something you just pop into and do it overnight. You can't take a scratch pad and do it. It's a little more detailed than that. So anyway, okay. Okay, Mark, you wanted to check and see if there's any questions from anyone or any comments, okay?
If there's anyone in the audience that has a question.
It's Robin, and I don't think 3 years is overnight. I have emails going back to 3 years ago about that.
Well, I know you do, dear. I know you do.
And I don't like to be pushed under the rug every single time.
I'll tell you, yeah, that's what your man told me. He said you were pretty tough. He said when you decided you're going to do something, you're going to do it. And I believe it. No.
Okay.
There's been an awful lot of issues that had to be dealt with, I guess.
And, okay, the
pandemic version 2020, 2018. Oh, that's for sure. So, let's see if we can get moving on here.
Okay, Keith Smith.
Go ahead, Robin.
I'm sure you're probably aware, but I don't know if if Ralph and Andrew are there, but Stella passed away.
Yes, I did not know that, no.
Okay.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Was this?
That's terribly sad news.
Yes. When was this?
I believe it was a week ago Monday.
Was this of natural causes? She had COVID at one time.
I don't know. I only found out about it on Friday. That was my one thing for Chief Smith. My other thing is do you have the number of runs that you guys make between 2 and 8 a.m.?
No, not off the top of my head, Robin, but...
If I'd like to know what those are.
I intend to get those and monitor those on an ongoing basis, and I also intend to post them.
Okay.
Typically, the reason we chose that time period is because statistically, that's when the least amount of violent or major crime goes on, believe it or not. Many people are on the street. So that's pretty much why those hours were chosen, based on statistics. But yes, absolutely, I'll get you those numbers.
Okay, I appreciate it. And I'm not sure, Jackie, did you want to say something? Are you still there?
Yeah, I went to talk to you just another second before you hang up. Are you ready now?
I had to figure out how to unmute.
Oh, okay. All right, what I wanted to tell you, how to wait today. And that big cannon stuff is what's her name, Jackie?
This is Jackie, Ralph.
Yeah. Is Jackie O?
Yeah, this is me.
Yeah. Is that big can of stuff what you're talking about? I was back over today again.
Ralph, more than a can. It's a homeless unit.
Look, what's that?
It's the homeless unit. I found out today that it's coming from the back trailer. They're living, squatting, whatever it is they're doing. And they're removing the stuff out of the back trailer and dumping it right there.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, is it the very back trailer?
Yes.
I didn't go back in there today. I did the last time I rode out. And the reason I rode out today, I wanted to tell you about, I was out, actually, out that way anyway, but anyway, I contacted the health department. I was wanting to see if somebody had been there or not, and they haven't. I'm gonna get with Mark tomorrow there, and we'll get the address and we'll get somebody on my health department's top them.
Goodbye.